Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Love Does Not Envy. Our scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. You know, I remember my days as a young preacher, how I would look at TV evangelists with their large followings and think to myself, boy, someday. I thought it was all right to pastor a small church as long as it would eventually lead to a much larger ministry down the road somewhere. By envying others and coveting what I didn't have, I truly missed out on the joy of knowing what I did have. That's the problem with envy. It distracts you from enjoying what you have by getting you to fantasize over what you don't have. Envy will not only steal your joy, but it will turn it into grumbling and eventually into anger. You will begin to believe that you actually deserve more than what you have, and circumstances or maybe other people are keeping you from what you think you really deserve. You'll come to resent others or your circumstances. You'll be miserable. Envy keeps us from knowing the joy of the now, the God of the now, the God of today. Today, when our family, when we sit around the table for dinner and the conversation gets downright hilarious, I often become overwhelmed with joy, thinking of the love that we have in our home. We have no big TV ministry, no big church, no big home or fancy car, but what we have is love. What joy. There's no sense of envy. I already have more than what I deserve. Why miss the joy now? Life is too short. Thank God I don't have what I deserve, or I'd be burning in hell right about now. As Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. It took me a while to learn that lesson. It's my prayer for you that you'll be just a little quicker to learn than I was. So a question we have today for dialogue is, what are some of the things that we find ourselves coveting? Who do we envy and why? And a prayer for both of us, Lord, help us to focus on the now, to be grateful for what we have instead of envying others. Help us to realize that if all we have is Jesus, we already have more than what we deserve.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.